2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, January 13th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. It is snowing in downtown Salt Lake City and chilly, 31 degrees.
Restrictions for the canyons. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. We're learning more this hour about the unexpected death of Sandy Police Chief William Bill O'Neill. The city says he had a medical emergency and died of natural causes. We go live to Sandy, where we hear more from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
And Maria, the city of Sandy is in mourning because of this unexpected death. City officials confirm he died of a health-related issue. However, the medical examiner is going to need to find the specific cause of death. Officers say supportive messages have been pouring into the police department from all over Sandy. Sergeant Jason Nielsen says O'Neill was an icon of the city.
The first moment I met him, he was always just friendly, outgoing, very loud and boisterous, just a great character. It's kind of larger than life, actually.
Nielsen says they saw no red flags whatsoever showing O'Neill had any kind of a health problem. He says O'Neill was the kind of officer that he wanted to become when he first joined the department. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The John Huntsman Jr. campaign is adding to their staff today. Abby Huntsman announced that she's leaving the TV show The View to help her dad try and return to Utah's governor's office. We get more on that story live from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Maria, Abby Huntsman has been on The View for about a year and a half. Her father came back to Utah in the fall, announcing his run for governor again in November. And Abby said this morning on The View that he asked her months ago to help his campaign.
Over the holidays, when you take a step back and you think about life, think about your kids, you think about what you want to do every day that just gets you going. And there's no one I believe in more than my own dad right now.
She says her number one priority is her family, but the women on the show will be her friends forever. She left the door open for TV work afterward. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We have even more news in the governor's race today. Coming up directly after Utah's Noon News, Congressman Rob Bishop will be on live mic with Lee Lonsberry to announce whether or not he's going to enter the governor's race. The conversation begins at 12:35 right here on KSL News Radio. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The Democratic presidential race lost another candidate today as Senator Cory Booker has called it quits.
Booker is relatively well known and he's long harbored presidential ambitions, but he really struggled to catch on, both with voters and with donors. He delivered an optimistic message focused on unity and compassion, and he was outspoken on several issues, chief among them criminal justice reform. But on the ground in the early voting states, he was the type of candidate that became the second or third choice for voters outside of the race's top tier. For now, he says he's going to be doing what he can to support the eventual Democratic nominee, and he'll still have a race of his own come November when he's up for re-election to the Senate in New Jersey.
That is ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not testify before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The chairman of the committee wanted answers regarding the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top general.
As congressional Democrats demand more answers from the Trump administration regarding the president's ordered airstrike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engels expressing his frustration that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not appear before his panel Tuesday. The congressman stating Pompeo should welcome the invitation to make the case that Soleimani posed an imminent threat and answer questions before the American people. Pompeo, however, is scheduled to go to California, where he'll meet with the foreign ministers of South Korea and Japan later this week. Mona Kosar Abdi, ABC News, Washington.
A 15-year-old is charged with aggravated assault in connection to a shooting this weekend at a Texas high school basketball game. Authorities say the shots were fired after a fight broke out. Dallas Independent School District Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says the teams will conclude the final 1 minute and 31 seconds of the game this afternoon.
These are two historic programs. They've both won state championships. They're both in the top 20 in the state.
An 18-year-old was shot and is listed in serious condition, and school resource officer was grazed by a bullet. Coming up around 2 this afternoon, a former ER nurse who pleaded guilty to stealing hospital painkillers and infecting multiple patients with hepatitis C will be sentenced in court. Ellett Nielsen worked at McCady Hospital in Ogden. We will have a reporter covering the sentencing, and we will bring you updates throughout the afternoon. An avalanche in Lilconwin Canyon yesterday pushed an SUV off the road and partially buried it. UDOT's John Gleason said crews did all they could to prevent this kind of thing.
We'd fired extra rounds because we were concerned that the conditions were prime for a slide.
He adds sometimes these events are unavoidable. Crews closed the canyon until 8 this morning in order to do some avalanche mitigation work. UDOT is still warning drivers to proceed with extreme caution in the canyons since multiple vehicles have already slid off after they've reopened the roads. Coming up on KSL, a look ahead at tonight's college football championship game and a look at your noontime drive.
Chains, four-wheel drive, and traction devices required for all vehicles in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
You already drive with KSL, so let us fill up your gas tank. We're talking $500 Maverick fuel cards, dozens of them. It's super easy, but you need to sign up today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com. We're Utah's new station.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. theactivejointinstitute.com.
I'm Jeff Jr., president and owner of Trajan Wealth. When I first started advertising on radio many years ago, I was discouraged to use the word fiduciary. I was told fiduciary is an odd word that doesn't roll off the tongue, and it would be lost on the listener's ear and people wouldn't understand it. Well, I'm happy I stuck with it, but I'm even more happy it resonates. Trajan Wealth is a financial fiduciary, which means we are obligated per license to place your best interest first, and any conflicts of interest must be disclosed. It also allows us to charge a low, flat fee for managing your assets. Many of our competitors sell products with high commissions and hidden fees, which limit your performance. With Trajan Wealth, the more you make, the more we make. It's simply a mutually beneficial endeavor. Call us today for a second opinion. A simple second opinion never hurts. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this hour, we're learning more about the unexpected death of the Sandy police chief. The city says he had a medical emergency and died of natural causes. We'll have more on that story for you throughout the afternoon here on KSL News Radio. A man from Utah who survived over 20 days stranded in the Alaska wilderness is now telling his story.
I got desperate and there were some dark thoughts, but I was one-minded to just get through it.
Tylan Steele lost nearly everything he had when his remote cabin burned down and the nearest town was 20 miles away. You'll hear from Tyson coming up in depth in the KSL in-depth at 12:15. Tonight is the College Football National Championship game featuring the LSU Tigers versus the Clemson Tigers. Now, both teams come into the game at 14 wins and zero losses, and there will also be a president guest in attendance. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
President Trump travels to New Orleans tonight to attend the College Football National Championship game between Louisiana State University and Clemson. He'll be joined by the First Lady. The president saw LSU beat Alabama in November. Both LSU and Clemson are undefeated, and they have the same mascot. So tonight's matchup features Tigers versus Tigers. It's essentially a home game for top-ranked LSU. Baton Rouge is only 80 miles from New Orleans. The university canceled classes today and tomorrow. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Queen has spoken. Queen Elizabeth has agreed to let Harry and Meghan move part-time to Canada to live a more independent life. We get more now from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
Looks like Harry's getting his wish. The British monarch says in a statement that a summit of senior royals was constructive, that it's been agreed that there will be a period of transition in which Harry and Meghan will spend time in Canada and the UK. There are still issues to be resolved, says the Queen, but she wants it all done within days. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Oscar nominations were announced this morning in Hollywood with 9 films nominated for Best Picture. They are Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. The Joker leads with 11 nominations. Composer John Williams has also picked up his 52nd nomination for the score of Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the roads, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. And boy, it's a snowy one, Ricky, and that means probably some issues out there.
Well, you know what? It's actually rather quiet if
Great.
You're on the valley floor. Those roadways, they may be wet in spots, and we do have snowfall coming down light in most areas where it is falling. But overall, valley roads are not bad at all. It's when you're going to the higher elevations, you have to be aware that you're going to be dealing with some issues. Now, right now, restrictions, four-wheel drive, chains, or approved traction devices are required for all vehicles traveling in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon. We did have chains required for semis on I-80 and Parleys. That's been lifted. I-80 has been plowed, but you're still going to see a little bit of snowfall and a little bit of slush on I-80, particularly as you get closer to the summit. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on the snowy forecast with Grant Wayman.
No showers from earlier ending. Clouds 36. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it's snowing and 31 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, we will go in depth with a man from Utah who survived after being stranded in Alaska backcountry for 23 days. His story coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Guys, an important announcement from Universal Men's Clinic and Dr. Arakaki.
This is Dr. Arakaki. If you are suffering from ED or low T, we are making you this guarantee. We will improve the medical condition of your ED or low T, or we will give you your money back. For nearly a decade, we have had a high patient success rate and are confident that we can help you too.
If you would like to regain intimacy in your relationship or treat your low T symptoms like low energy, weight gain, and poor sleep, Universal Men's Clinic is here to help. We specialize in treating these common male issues using customized treatment programs for your individual needs. That's why we have such a high success rate, especially compared to online pills and supplements that often don't work. You can be confident in making Universal Men's Clinic your first option. We guarantee it. If we cannot medically improve your ED or low T, we will give you your money back. To learn more about our guarantee, call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalguarantee.com.
New Year's is coming, and new looks in your home could be on the way at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Carpet, hardwood, and laminate flooring, tile, and granite countertops, and hold on, it's all priced up to 60% off during the massive January clearance sale at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations, where they must sell all of their current inventory to make room for new 2020 products. 60% off. And right now, you can also get 0% interest for 12 months, OAC. You'll find remnants starting at $99, which will cover an average bedroom. $99. So if you want to ring something in, make it a new look in your home. Visit Ogden'sFlooring.com to learn more or to find a store near you. Find your new look for New Year's. Ogden's Flooring and Design online at Ogden'sFlooring.com.
For every room in your home, every room in your home, Ogden's Flooring and Design.
You know how some people look at winter and think it's kind of dull? Well, stay away from those people. Oh, wait, better idea. Invite them to Winterfest and let them see just how much fun you can have in one winter weekend. Book your stay in Bear Lake Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th for Winterfest. And discover an almost unlimited list of events. There's winter sports and trails day, snowmobiling, snowshoeing, tubing, a free shuttle to get you from point A to point B. There's the Lake Monster 5K, a chili cook-off. Okay, listen, instead of me telling you all about this, visit bearlake.org and explore all the options, including restaurants displaying their specialties at the Sunrise Resort Event Center. Don't let anyone tell you winter is dull. Visit Scenic Idaho. Visit bearlake.org and get up close and personal with Winterfest. Come on, get out of the house and have some fun. Visit bearlake.org.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Flags are placed all along Sandy City Hall to honor the life of Police Chief William O'Neill. Officers in the department say they never saw any kind of warning signs of a health problem. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, John Huntsman Jr. is getting some family help as he puts together his campaign to once again run for governor. Today, Abby Huntsman announced that she is leaving the TV show The View to work on her dad's campaign. Third is Look at Your Noontime Drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had an accident southbound I-15, not too far from Parrish Lane in Centerville, but it's been moved over to the shoulder. Also, a stalled vehicle reported westbound I-80, right by Foothill Drive, also on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies through the afternoon, 36. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 31 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Nationwide headaches and problems today at DMVs.
The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators is reporting a nationwide outage that started around 10 o'clock Eastern time Monday morning, stopping states from being able to complete driver's license and vehicle title transactions. The AAMVA system is used to verify passports, social security numbers, and problem drivers. It's unclear what caused the nationwide outage.
That's ABC's Ryan Burrow. Overseas, Queen Elizabeth says she would have preferred Harry and Meghan remain full-time working members of the royal family, but she understands why they want independence. She says they'll live part-time in Canada as the transition continues. Scrutiny continues on the U.S. strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. President Trump on Twitter today said his team was in agreement on the strike, but that, quote, it doesn't really matter because of his horrible past. More from ABC's Karen Travers.
The administration has offered shifting explanations for the justification to kill Soleimani, first citing an imminent attack, but not saying when, where, or how. Then the president cited Soleimani's past actions, including attacks on American soldiers in Iraq. Last Friday, the president said Soleimani was planning to hit four American embassies, but senior officials did not share evidence of that during classified briefings with Congress.
The Democratic presidential field shrunk by one today. Senator Cory Booker says he's ending his campaign.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
It's due to a lack of campaign funding. The U.S. is going to expel more than 20 military trainees from Saudi Arabia after last month's terror attack at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Our partners at ESPN report Houston Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch have been suspended for 1 year after an MLB investigation found the team used technology to cheat during 2017 when it won the World Series. The Dow's up 34 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The man from Utah who survived after being stranded in the Alaska backcountry for 23 days is telling his story. Tyson Steele says he was left with basically nothing after his cabin burned to the ground, destroying his supplies and killing his dog. ABC's Gio Benitez has the story.
An incredible story of survival. A man rescued after 23 days stranded alone in the Alaskan wilderness. You can see SOS written in the snow as the rescue helicopter hovers above. 30-year-old Tyson Steele had been living in his remote cabin, but in mid-December, that cabin burned down. His closest neighbor was 20 miles away.
A flaming piece of cardboard went up the chimney and landed on the roof. It started a slow fire.
Steele, wearing just long johns, a wool sweater, and boots with no socks, he says he survived the first two nights in sub-zero temperatures by making a snow cave, then putting together a temporary shelter using pieces from his burned-down home. On Thursday, after a friend hadn't heard from Steele in weeks, state troopers went to the area for a wellness check. That's when they spotted Steele waving his arms and that SOS message etched in the deep snow.
There were some dark thoughts, that came along, but I was one-minded to just get through it, just to survive.
And we're glad he's okay. Once Steele was taken to a safe location, authorities say he asked for two things, a shower and a McDonald's breakfast combo number two. I had to look that up. Sausage, egg McMuffin, hash brown, and coffee.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on this snowy drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we're hearing from a KSL traffic trooper. I think this was autocorrect. I think it's meant to me to be snow accumulating on Bangor Highway between California Avenue and the 21st South Freeway. We do have a small accident. It's southbound on I-15, not too far from Parrish Lane in Centerville, but it is out of traffic on the right. Now, if you are traveling through that stretch of Davis County, reduced visibility due to the weather. We also have a stalled vehicle on the east side of the valley, westbound I-80 as you're approaching Foothill and Parley's Way. Looks like that's been moved over to the shoulder. We do have restrictions in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Also, it looks like a little bit of heavy and slow traffic on the 21st South Freeway. This may also be due to weather-related snowfall coming down on the 201 as you're going from Bangor over to I-215's West Belt, and it does look like the snow is coming down there. So just have your lights on. Slow down just a bit if you're traveling where winter weather is affecting your commute. Brought to you by the Utah Auto Expo, January 17th through 20th at the Mountain America Exposition Center. Come see the hottest new cars and trucks. Go to AutoExpoUtah.com for discounts. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Clouds up to 36 for today. Tomorrow, more snow showers coming our way, especially afternoon. High temperature of 40, and then partly cloudy on Wednesday, 38. More clouds Thursday, 40, with more snow showers later in the day Thursday. More snow showers into Friday as well, with a high of 35. And then partly cloudy skies for Saturday. We're up to 38. Cloud Sunday, also 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Nice, healthy snowstorm in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 31 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, we'll take a look at your money news. A lot of positive numbers on the markets today. We'll check that coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:22.
Last year, I had Serta Pro Painters come and breathe life into my house. They took a paint job that was old and cracking, and it freshened up our entire home. So cross the first project off your 2020 to-do list early. Paint your home now. Serta Pro Painters uses high-quality products with zero or low VOCs. That means your paint job will dry faster and more evenly in winter's less humid conditions. Get your painting project completed quickly before our painting schedule fills up. Your painting estimate is free. The value it will add to your home is priceless. I love these guys because they're right here in our community, because each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get that free estimate at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters. We do painting. You do life.
How would you like a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus? If you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow at 10% for your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. If you're in or near retirement, don't play the roller coaster ride with the market. My name is Jeff Jr. and the president of Trajan Wealth. We can teach you about annuities that will provide you a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. You heard me right, a guaranteed 10% growth on your income. If you have an old 401k, IRA, or another annuity, call us today. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call us, Trajan Wealth, and put your savings on the road to certainty. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. 899-7600 or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
This policy is issued by Athene and has limitations. For costs and complete details of the annuity, contact Trajan Wealth.
Live mic with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. And it sounds like you have some sort of announcement in the governor's race today, Lee.
That's right. It's been rumored for some time that Congressman Rob Bishop may or may not enter this race. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know yet know the answer, but he's in the green room right now, and he, in about 10 minutes from now, will join us on the program and make his announcement as to whether or not he's getting into this governor's race.
Awesome.
Here on Live Mike.
All right, and that's coming up in 10 minutes at 12:35 right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Lime Scooter Company says it's ditching a dozen cities where it's been tough to turn a profit. Some of those cities include Phoenix, San Diego, and San Antonio. The scooters will continue to buzz around the streets of Salt Lake City. KSL Drives General Motors is bringing back the Hummer brand, but there are some big changes. Reports say the automaker will build an electric pickup Hummer that will be available in 2022. GM will officially announce the return during a Super Bowl commercial. A new Wallet Hub study says Utah is the fourth best state to retire. Utah had good scores in life expectancy, taxes, and quality of life. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 53 points, sitting at 28,877. S&P 500 up by 17 and the NASDAQ up by 80 points. A New Jersey family says they got a nasty surprise when their Amazon package arrived. ABC's Dave Schreiber explains.
The sales family says it was shocked when they got used diapers from Amazon delivery service last week. They say they were given diapers in what appeared to be fecal matter. The Jersey City family buys diapers for their two daughters each month from Amazon's warehouse section. It sells open box and returned items at a discounted rate. Amazon inspects and certifies all open box products before it resells them. Amazon says it worked with the family to resolve the issue. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
And I bet that they don't take back used diapers anymore at Amazon. Ugh, that was a yucky story. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:26.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. If you're looking for a job, if you're in a dynamic, changing work environment, then someone who is influencing your future is asking, who are you? You might know, but they might not. If you want a label that has high impact, that's easy to read, and valued, put MBA next to your name. MBA means I can lead, I can manage, I can deal with tough problems, I can work with people. I can budget, see trends, but it also says you're committed to learning and growing. At Utah State University, you can do an MBA online. You can attend from a statewide campus near you. You can start at any semester. In 30 years of teaching MBA students, I've never once heard a student say they regret getting an MBA. So when I say I hope to see you in one of my classes, I mean it. Take the first step. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. I really do hope to see you in one of our classes.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Hey, did you know one in four Utah crashes is caused by distracted driving? Not only is it illegal to text and drive in Utah, but it puts your life and the lives of others at risk. It can wait. Anything that takes away your attention is a distraction. So please, focus on your driving and only on your driving. You'll be joining KSL on the road to zero fatalities. Zero fatalities. It's the only acceptable goal. Please don't text and drive.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Getting you up to date on traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads today?
Some snowfall out there, making for some wet roads in the valley. The higher elevations, you will see that it has been sticking to the roads, and that's why restrictions are still in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Looks like we also have crews working to clean up a couple of problems. One is going to be a new accident westbound on the 21st South Freeway at Bangor Highway. They're getting that moved over to the right shoulder. Also, the stalled vehicle, it's a tractor trailer westbound I-80 as you're approaching the foothills. Switch off Look for that on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And you can text us at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500 if you do see your problem, and make sure and text us safely. Forecast for the Wasatch Front, here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds for the remainder of the day. High temperatures topping out at about 36. Tomorrow we're up to 40. It'll be a breezy day with more snow showers, especially afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's snowing in downtown Salt Lake City and 31 degrees. KSL's top story this hour, an avalanche in Little Cottonwood Canyon yesterday pushed an SUV off the road and partially buried it. And there is more snow on the way. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more on the dangerous conditions.
UDOT crews were out in the canyons early Sunday morning setting off bombs, hoping to mitigate the risk of a major slide.
That's what our folks are there for, to trigger these type of slides when the canyons close, when it's in a controlled environment.
And despite their best effort, the avalanche happened anyway. Spokesman John Gleason says sometimes these slides are inevitable and they're just lucky that no one got hurt. Crews closed the canyon until 8 this morning in order to do some avalanche mitigation work, and UDOT still warns drivers they need to proceed with extreme caution in the canyons since there's already been multiple vehicles sliding off since they reopened the roads. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. The United States is preparing to remove more than a dozen Saudi military students from a training program after an investigation into the deadly shooting by a Saudi aviation student last month. The 21-year-old Saudi Air Force officer opened fire at the naval base in Pensacola, killing three U.S. sailors and injuring eight other people. The Justice Department has been investigating the shooting as an act of terrorism. All Latter-day Saint missionaries in the Philippines are safe and accounted for after a volcanic eruption south of Manila. The church says some people are gathering in local meeting houses for precautionary measures as the volcano spews ash, steam, and rocks into the sky. One of the apostles, Elder Quentin L. Cook, and his wife Mary are in the Philippines right now on a ministry trip. He was supposed to be participating in Light the World public outreach events. And taking a look at your money at this moment, a lot of positive numbers the markets, with the Dow currently up by 55 points, sitting at 28,879. S&P 500 up by 17, and the NASDAQ gets up by 83 points.